The Federal Reserve did not raise rates today, and some hope we've seen the last of the hikes. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the first day of November. Turkey Day is coming, kids, and thanks for being here. In other news, we've got the jobs report for September ready for you. Speaking of jobs, what will clean energy mean for workers? We've got a story. Denver gave $1,000 to street people. So what happened then? We've got the Wall Street Report. And has the reporting on deserted downtown areas been wrong all along? For the interview, you'll meet Peggy Huppert, the executive director of the National Association on Mental Health Iowa chapter, with news about their upcoming annual conference and what you can expect. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to this, the November 1st edition of the Business News Headlines. Want to follow us on Twitter, now known as X? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Well, on Wednesday, Fed Chair Jerome Powell announced the central bank would not raise interest rates at this time. However, he did leave the door open for future rate hikes. The Associated Press is reporting that the Fed said in a statement after its latest meeting that it would keep its benchmark rate at about 5.4%. It's the highest level in 22 years. Since launching the most aggressive series of rate hikes in four decades in March of last year to fight inflation, the Fed has pulled back and has now raised rates only once since May. The central bank's latest statement noted that recent tumult in the financial markets has sent longer-term interest rates to near 16-year highs and contributed to higher borrowing rates across the economy. And, you know, we just reported on what higher rates did in Europe, where inflation, by the way, is down to 2.9%. But because of the higher borrowing rates, the GDP there actually shrank. Wall Street celebrated the news prior to the Fed's statement. The markets were stalled, but in the end, the three major indexes all finished the day well into the green. Those numbers are coming up in just a bit. One of the things that bothers the central bank is the strong jobs market. And this bit of news won't help much. Employers posted 9.6 million job openings in September, and that's up from 9.5 million in August. It's a clear sign that the job market here in the U.S. remains strong, and that has confounded the Fed. Back in August, there were 1.7 million layoffs, but in September, that number shrank to 1.5 million layoffs. And that tells us that even in this economy, employees are feeling a sense of security. Add to that the recent advances in union activity that saw union workers get roughly a 6.6% wage increase across the board just in this year alone. Now, to put all this in context, the September job openings are down from a record 12 million in March of last year, but remain high by historical standards. Before 2021, monthly job openings had never topped 8 million. Meanwhile, unemployment was at 3.8% in September, just a couple of ticks above a half-century low. Speaking of jobs, there's a new report out about how many jobs will be created in the area of clean energy. The nonpartisan business group, Environmental Engineers, has posted that 403,000 jobs will be created by the 210 major energy projects announced since the Inflation Reduction Act took effect in the middle of last year. At least $86 billion in investments have been announced, with the biggest job gains expected in the electric vehicles, battery storage, and solar energy sectors. The AP is reporting that the Inflation Reduction Act contains $500 billion in new federal spending to lower health care costs, increase tax revenues, and address climate change by offering incentives so clean tech companies innovate and manufacture here in the United States. All of that means many more clean energy jobs for the future. So hang on. There are roughly 3,000 homeless people living on the streets of Denver, Colorado. A nonprofit group made the decision to give some of them $1,000 a month. And then what happened? The percentage of participants who stated they consistently slept outside decreased from 8% to 2%, and the number of those sleeping in a shelter fell from 23% to 10%. In addition to finding places to live with their new monthly allotment, many of Denver's homeless in the program also got jobs almost immediately. In fact, the percentage of people working full-time increased from 18% to 25% for those who opted to receive $500 a month and to 35% for those getting $1,000 every month. Meanwhile, of the hundreds of thousands of people experiencing homelessness across the country, many are already employed. However, with the ever-increasing rent costs, those who work minimum-wage jobs simply cannot afford housing on their small salaries. Mark Donovan is the founder and executive director of the Denver Basic Income Project, explained to the media that the results from their program are increasingly encouraging. He said that there are all kinds of paths that could eventually lead participants out of poverty and allow them to be less dependent on social support programs. While this kind of program is extremely important and profoundly helpful, it's not enough to completely solve the homeless issue in Denver. According to a recent study, homelessness in Denver is at an all-time high, rising by almost 44% in the past 5 years. And many argue that in order to make a real difference, local officials have to create a concrete solution. But the question is, will they? Today, the Dow recorded its best 3 days since April as the Fed kept interest rates at its current level. The Dow gained 221 points to finish the trade at 33,274. The index was up by 857 points, or 2.6%, over the past three trading days, posting its largest three-day gain since April. The Nasdaq picked up 210 points, to close at 13,061 in its fourth straight day of gains, and the S&P 500 put up 44 points, closing at 4,237. The index was up 120 points, or 2.9%, over the past three trading days, posting its largest three-day percentage gain since March. And finally, there is this, and this is about resurging downtown areas in the United States. Placer.ai is reporting that, according to cell phone data, more residents live in major urban centers today than before the pandemic. Offices are more than 75% full compared with pre-COVID levels in San Antonio, Nashville, San Diego, and even Midtown Manhattan. More surprising, perhaps, is the resurgence of visitors. Nashville has seen a 117% out-of-town traffic return to its bars, restaurants, galleries, and concert venues, followed closely by San Jose and then San Diego. Now go ahead and click through for a conversation about mental health and the 2023 annual conference being held in Des Moines by NAMI, Iowa. My guest is the executive director of the nonprofit, Peggy Huppert. And yes, you are invited to attend. Thanks for listening.